Real quick, tips and tricks for the camera. What would you do now seeing those girls? What would you do to talk to them?
Raise them up?
Yes.
Aloha.
Welcome back to another episode of the Sergio Talks podcast. It's your boy Sergio Talks.
It's your boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
And before we get into this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
And subscribe to our new YouTube channel.
B3.
Even when we're away, huh?
We almost got it.
It's because of the boat.
And he was perfect. Usually he fucks up, but I think it's the heat.
It was the boat.
It's because I'm on vacation.
Yes. Level. Level.
Where are we, boys?
Where are we, Carl?
We're in Hawaii, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Humu humu nuku nuku apua.
Aloha.
Somebody taught me that before coming
Mahola.
Here.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. It's keep aloha, mahalo.
Mahalo.
Honestly, before we even start off any topics whatsoever, first of all, Hawaii, for me personally, 10 out of 10.
Here.
The Hawaiian people, 1,000 out of 10. Me and Carl, we went for a walk this morning, and everybody was saying hi. Everybody was helpful.
Mm-hmm. I like when they always say hi. Everyone says hi, what's up, whatever. They're like very like easy with conversation. I like that.
You see, it's the small things in life that we have to enjoy.
The small things matter.
Like we're talking about how people are just telling us hi as if it's like the biggest gesture in the world.
For real. I mean, it's also the weather.
The views, bro.
It's the views, bro. It's the vibes. It's the sun. Like, you know, for anybody that's, you know, dealing with cold weather right now, it's obviously a different energy, you know? Like when you're stuck in the snow for like 6 months out of the year, it's not the same. Like you could see just by the people here that they're just
happy.
Yeah.
They're so calm though. Everything's pretty slow here.
Yeah, everything is slow. We've been here for fucking 5 months.
Yeah.
Time goes by slow. Yeah. People move slow. Like there's not like this like rush hour rush. Like even in the downtown, it's like people are just chilling.
Yeah.
No stress. There's no stress at all.
Vitamin D is really kicking in.
You just wanted to plug that in, didn't you?
Plug what in? The vitamin D?
Okay. All right. Any other?
It's the Hawaii heat.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The glow on your face.
I mean, can't lie. The glow has been glowing here.
Isn't it crazy? Like now we're allowing people into like a glimpse of our life.
Okay.
Basically.
All right. Also, by the way, I'm 1,000% convinced there's dinosaurs here.
Oh yeah.
They filmed a part of Jurassic Park here, and now I know why.
Yeah. The birds are birding.
What?
The birds are birding.
But yeah, it's crazy to think that a year ago we started the first episode back in November, and now we're doing the exact same podcast, but in Hawaii.
Yeah.
No collab, no nothing, on our own accord, just because we made it happen.
Also, we want to show you views. So you do the trip with us.
We want to take you guys with us.
Would you guys move here?
Yeah and no. Yeah. I have my reason of yes and I have my reason of no. My reason of yes is the heat, the views is very beautiful, it's very nice.
Yeah.
I said a reason of no is because I feel like I could do like all the islands within 3 weeks. I'll be done and I'll see everyone that I've seen. Since I'm from the city.
I mean, there's a couple islands too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But since I'm from the city, it's like I never see all the same, like the same people all the time.
You know, we're 1.8 million in Montreal.
What the? That's crazy. I wonder how many there are here. Stats.
354 million?
1,000.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Whoa. No, it's not that much.
354,000?
Yes.
And only our city is 1.8 million?
Exactly, yeah, which is insane. Alone.
Well, New York City is 14 million or something.
That's crazy.
The city of New York.
Well, that city is also sinking, but hey, that's just a detail, right? Ah, would I move here? I don't know.
I would.
If I did, I would go on top of the mountains for sure.
Yeah.
On top of every, you know.
Of course, you monkey.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
But honestly,
on half the mountain,
you would not even go on the mountain, bro.
Fun fact: Matt's afraid of snakes. We found out the other day.
Yeah, 1,000%. Who's not afraid of snakes?
Me.
Oh, so you just get bitten and you're like, oh.
Get big.
You just have to suck it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Suck the blood out.
There's been a question that a lot of people have been wanting us to answer, and that question is: would you guys date a single mother?
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can sign my DMs.
I said date.
Date, not just...
You can sign my DMs. The reason I say yes is because my mom was a single mother, mm. and she met my person that I consider my father now. So she was a single mother, and now the person I consider my dad is my stepdad.
Mm.
So I can't say no to this. Obviously, I would love to have like the traditional way of having like
a family.
Family, same woman, and there's no like not breakups, but you get what I mean. But you don't get to decide in life, right?
Mm.
Facts.
Sometimes it's just shit happens, and it is what it is.
I actually didn't think of, I never thought about that, because my initial answer would have been no. Only because I feel like it's difficult, like, because I want the bond between me and the child to be like very, very strong. Mm-hmm. I think it would have to depend like how old
exactly
the kid is. Like if it's very early on where like the kid could like grow up and really consider me to be like their father, fine. But like to like get into like a family that the kid is like already like maybe like
10, 8, 9, 10,
and like is a little bit rebellious, like it's gonna hurt me to be called like you're not my dad or shit like that.
Oh,
you know?
Damn, but you're not my dad isn't. I mean, it's not insane, it's a fact, but still.
No, but if I'm being honest, for the both things you just said, if I compare my sister, the bond that she has with my stepdad versus me, it's the age difference.
Right.
So me and my sister, we have 7 years difference. I'm 25, she's 32. So my stepdad came when I was like around 3. So super young, right? Like it's like I didn't even meet my dad really. I just met my stepdad right away, so he was my dad. And then for my sister, it was completely a different story. They have a beautiful relationship, but the bond is completely different, right?
Right.
And for the thing that is like, you're not my dad thing, last time I said it was at 17, but you know when the rebellious thing that you spoke about?
Mm.
Like that moment, I know I was saying it every single fucking fight I was saying it.
Fuck.
And then at like 16, 17, I was like old enough to realize how much it hurts. And like I made a pact with myself to never say it again, regardless of what's the fight.
Did you guys ever talk about it?
About saying that?
Yeah. Or about like the time that you would say that?
No, we never spoke about it, but it definitely grew in, I don't know how to explain that, but it was really better after I stopped saying it. I think 1 year or 2 year after, he asked me if I wanted to be legally his son.
No.
So, like, you know, like, the impact of, like, okay, like,
stop. Legally his son, like, paperwork?
Yeah.
Did you ever do it?
Yeah. I think we went through it, but I actually don't know. Like, we spoke about it multiple times, and I think they just did it, but I don't remember.
Don't you have to sign something?
I think you have to sign it.
Yeah, so maybe not, because I don't remember.
That'd be a crazy gift.
Yeah. Maybe I did. I have no idea, because it's been quite some time. It's like maybe a year before COVID, 2 years before COVID. So now it's been like 4 years quite so.
A gift to him.
To me too, man. When he told me, I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. Like, you're always been my dad. Like, it's just when we have fights, it was like the easiest thing to say that you're not my dad.
Yeah, because you knew what hurt.
Yeah, exactly. And I have nothing else to say. I'm just so happy. From what I know, he never took it personal. He always treated me as his son, regardless. You get what I mean?
Mm.
And now we have like the strongest bond ever, right?
Mm. That's a crazy good mentality to have, because there's a lot of like fathers that, well, as soon as you say that, they're probably like gonna try and go into crumbles.
Mm. But maybe it hurted him, and like I didn't have any idea of it. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I was gonna. Are you guys ready to be dads?
Yeah, why are you asking as a wee thing? Just ask me.
Yeah, that's why I look at you. Yeah, I looked at you, but I said we were like, guy, bro. Yeah.
Do you want to answer? It's like fucking burning. Go say it. Just say it.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my days, bro! What kids did we see the other? Oh my god! Before we came here at the beach, we saw like the two little twins.
Oh yeah. There was three kids,
and we're like, three nah, tiny kids. If Sergio is there...
They're just walking, running, and say hello, like penguins.
Oh, yeah, the penguins like
in Madagascar. Like, wave and smile.
Yeah, those bro, kids. We're in a car, we're like, oh. If us were like, oh, we're like, Sergio's fainting right now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is, bro. It's just...
Baby fever.
Yeah, but I think it's because, I don't know, I haven't done like a lot of like... deep diving into like my mental space and like the effects of my upbringing and what makes me the man I am today. But I know there's something in there that I feel like I want to be a dad so bad because I'm compensating for the type of upbringing I had at one point. Okay. Which, don't mind me, like I didn't have like the worst of upbringings. That's not what I'm saying. But I've always had like this like identity crisis with my family. Like I never really felt like I it's very dramatic what I'm going to say, but it makes sense in my mind. Like, I didn't belong. Me in my mind, it was always like, so context, my sister is my half-sister. So there's my mom, which is the same mom for me, my brother, and my sister, but different dads.
Okay.
So my sister was my mom's first child, and my brother was my dad's first child.
Okay.
So I was both of their second child. But obviously, like, the first child is kind of like the person's like trophy child. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it, growing up, it always felt like my mom was my sister and my dad was my brother. And I felt that even more once they divorced. Because once they divorced, my sister immediately went with my mom and my brother stayed with my dad.
Okay, yeah.
And I was the one that was kind of caught in the middle of like feeling like I had to pick and choose
which side
I'm gonna unbalance, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was really tough during the divorce of balancing in between each, but it just went to show that I never really felt that I was either towards one or the other. I was always felt like stuck, like I didn't belong.
Okay.
Like my brother was very smart. He was very good in school. Same thing with my sister. When I was in high school, like the service legal, and like the teachers were always like, why can't you be like more like your brother and your sister?
Oh,
and shit like that. And I was like the rebellious one, right? I was always getting into trouble, getting into fights, you know, all types of shit. And they weren't like that.
Okay.
So it kind of feels like I want to have kids so I can make them feel what I didn't feel growing up. You know what I mean?
You know how it feels.
Exactly. Mm. I think at least that's what I, like, the deduction I've came to so far. Like, I want to give like what I never got to kids like so bad, because I think I need that badly, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At the same time, you always want to give the best to your kids, so I get that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So that's why, like, I'm always like hesitant. I'm like, yeah, like, I always talk about like I want kids. Realistically, do I see myself having kids? Like, no. But like, I like, if it were to happen, I'd be super happy.
The thing is, I don't think any man, whatever, is ready for that. You know, when it happens, it happens. Like, I can't see, like, right now, I could say I'm not ready to have a kid.
Yeah.
But, like, if I have one, I do everything to be ready. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do everything to be financially ready to be the best dad ever. But at the same time, I can't say that I don't want a kid right now, because I low-key would have a kid.
Yeah, but it's, we spoke about it the other day. It's like, you never know when you're...
Also,
it's not one day you'll be like, I'm ready. Yeah, like, it's always... You're always going to have something coming up. Like, if we think about now, my answer would be like, no, I'm not ready for a kid, because I'm thinking about anything in the future.
Yeah.
But when I will be in the future there... I'll have other plans in the future. Mm-hmm. So I'm always going to say, like, no, I'm not ready type of thing.
Yeah.
So realistically, I am ready if you think about it. But I don't know. You need a good one also.
Yeah, I was about to say, too, I think I've felt those times of baby fever the strongest when I'm in a relationship, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because I'm the most comfortable when I'm in a relationship. Like, when I'm single, like, my brain doesn't shut off. I'm thinking about work, 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 and I'm constantly on my grind all the time. So, like, when I'm in this mode or this phase in my life, it's like I don't see myself having a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I want to give it all my attention, but, like, I'm so dedicated to, like, my craft and my career right now that I can't afford to, from, like, a quality time perspective, to do so, you know?
Okay, why?
Fair enough.
Yeah. Damn, kids, bro. That's deep. I think I'll have a dog before I have a kid.
Oh, me no. I can't.
A dog?
Have a dog? I mean, you have a dog.
I had so many dogs in my life. That's exactly why I don't want one.
Uh-huh.
Because, first of all, dog is, sorry my language, stupid expensive. Bro, have issue, 15K, right? Off the bat.
Get insurance.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Don't get me wrong. But it's just like if I'm being real, it's like you can't, the way I travel, the way I'm always out of the home, always doing activities, out. Having a dog requires you to be home and also to put your routine around your dog. So, like, you're going to have to do all the walks, all the taking out. You have to think about your dog's, like, well-being 24/7, right? Which is fair, don't get me wrong. But, like, I'd rather not, and I'd rather want to have my own child. For me, that's my opinion. I know it's not everyone's...
They have feelings too, you know, so... Yeah.
I think I'd still have a dog, because I feel like it's the... It sounds weird to say, but it's a good practice.
Oh, 100%.
You know, gotta grab his shit. You gotta make him walk. You gotta make him eat. You gotta take care of it and everything. So I feel like
for real.
You know what I'm saying?
You have to make the things survive.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's even worse for a kid, and a kid is way more expensive than a dog.
You know, it says that up until a kid is 18, the cost of having a kid is $500,000,
which is a lot.
My dad would tell me that all the time. He'd always say that as a joke. He'd always say that, and he'd be like, I could have, you know, he says, for the price of both of you, I could have had four Ferraris. My dad would always make these kind of jokes whenever we would go on, like, on vacations and stuff. Yeah. He would humbly brag about, like, how much a trip would cost. Because my dad, that's where he would splurge his money. He was a big workaholic, but vacations is where he would spend the most amount of money. Mm. And he would always say, like, you know how much this trip cost? Mm-hmm. He says, if I wanted to, I could have a TV in each room, on every single wall, on the ceiling, on the floor. And you're like, okay, dad, okay.
Oh, shit. Nah, yeah, I have a dog. A big one.
I have a question for y'all. What is, like, the number one thing that you... What's ressenti? That you feel when you travel?
The number one thing? I think it depends on a country.
No, but not necessarily the country, but I'd say just when you get out of your home and you're in a different country... Like, what does it do to your body? What's the first thing that you're like, Jesus Christ, I want to do that, or I don't want to do that, or, like, whatever.
I just feel free.
Okay.
My mind just, like, a lot of the stresses just leave, you know? Like, I'm here now, and, like, my only responsibilities were to wake up, eat, work, and then just, it allowed me to be creative. Whereas, like, back home, I have the responsibilities. Okay, I have a social life. I have other people. There's friends. There's other things to attend and this, that, and a third. But when I'm traveling, I have my own itinerary to build in a place where nobody fucking knows me. You know, I don't owe anybody here anything. I don't, like, I could do stuff and, like, not think of, oh, my image this, my image that, because nobody here gives a fuck because nobody knows me.
I'm going to come back to this because I have a good question for it. Go for your answer.
I think I feel free as well. But then again, like I said, it depends on the country because let's say if I go to Iceland.
Okay, so you're
it's cold, bro. I need heat.
So your feeling is being like having heat, warm weather,
exactly.
Or whatever.
For me, as long as it's warm, I feel like home. I feel good.
Bro, I feel like he says that, but I promise you that you would love Iceland.
Yeah, me too. I would most probably love it.
Bro, the northern lights.
Yeah, but I don't like cold.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think you just complain a lot. Like he'd be like, "Wow."
Yeah.
And then as soon as dawn, he'll be like, "Fuck."
Yeah, but see, right now, I could be like, wow, and it's done. I'm like, it still feels good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's still warm. It's still, you see, right now, we have a little breeze. This morning, the running, the walk, oh, wow, felt so good.
But I feel like it's an overall, it's just like the overall experience. I feel like if you, like, I'll give you an idea. Like, when I went to Morocco, I went on this one-day excursion that felt like it was, like, 3 days long. But like they do a whole thing where like they bring you to this place where they make homemade argan oil, like old-fashioned way. No machines, nothing. It was an old lady making the argan oil and whatever. After that, they brought us to the desert, and once we're at the desert, we had food that they make in the desert. That they killed the animal like fresh that same day. So like that whole experience is what made it wow. Like, you tell me, let's go to the desert, it's like, meh, you know? When you go to do like an entire experience, like that's a different story. So like if we go Iceland, it's like, it's not just we're going there, we're gonna see like fucking snow and northern lights and that's it, you know? It's like as you're traveling from location to location, like you're doing pit stops and you're going to like underground glaciers and you're doing like a whole bunch of things that makes the experience that much more worth it. You're not convinced, are you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I'll just dress up really, really.
Yeah, you dress
warm.
You dress up for the occasion, and you're blessed.
Fair enough.
Okay, look, we'll hop in. We'll do an in and out.
How's the food there?
One, expensive. Nice. But two, it's Scandinavians, bro. It's Vikings. It's meat.
Oh yeah, I'm good. Let's go. I love meat.
Oh,
sorry.
But we'll hop in. We'll go in like 3 days, and then we'll go to like London or something.
London. It's always raining over there. No.
Yeah.
Yes,
respectfully. Pal.
I don't say pal.
You sound a country.
Pal.
Say mate.
They say pal too.
Pal, no. Pal is like, it is an American thing.
Hey, pal. I get the hey, pal, but I get the...
Hey, mate. No, it's
hey,
mate. Right.
Hey, pal. Hey, pal.
Pal is very
pal, like, what are you doing?
Texas shit.
Fun fact, Carl is the worst person I know to do different accents.
Cap.
Okay, no, okay, they're all the same. Watch this. Do a southern accent.
Southern?
Yeah.
Howdy. Okay, wait. Southern. That's Texas?
Well, anything southern. Louisiana, Mississippi.
Oh, shit.
I know. Don't be shy now.
No, No, I'm not.
Say it. Hi, my name is Carl.
And I like food.
Okay, now do like a Hawaiian surfer. Oh, wow.
Hey, dude, my name is Carl, and I like food.
Tell me it doesn't sound the exact That's same thing. I get what you
No,
mean.
It's not the same.
I get what you mean.
It's not the same. They say dope a lot.
Yeah. Now, watch this. Do an Indian accent.
Indian. Hey, my name is Carl. I like food. Right?
Tell me it doesn't sound the same.
It's not the same.
So my question was, because you said that when you go to other countries, no one knows you. You kind of like, you like that aspect or whatever. So there's this big debate on TikTok. Would you rather, and the money's the same, right? The money's the same, right? You're making 500 mil. Okay. We'll put any number.
$500 million?
Yeah. And then.
Damn. What do you do, bro?
Let him cook.
And then you're hella famous, like you're a Hollywood star or whatever, or you're the owner of a company, but you're not famous, but you both make the same amount of money. Which one would you rather be?
Oh, not famous for sure.
Context, right? Some people like to be famous because they like to be known. They like the cameras. They like also connecting with other famous people or like singers, whatever. Or you're more like the nobody, but you have everything you want in life, but no one knows you.
I mean, listen, I don't know what it is on the inside, but from what I heard, Hollywood and famous people don't seem to be like living like the happiest of lives, you mm-hmm. know? So I think everything, no matter how much money you make, has their ups and their downs. I've never been a social media guy, like growing, like in high school and whatever. I'd post a picture on IG maybe once every 6 months.
Like, I mean, respectfully, you're still are not really a social media guy. I know it's ironic because of the cameras, yeah. but if you compare me and Carl taking one, just context, me and Carl are taking 100 selfies a day. This guy posts one picture every 9 months. And then even if he takes a picture, he'll come to us and be like, I feel awkward, man.
Yeah,
I don't like taking pictures, man.
It's not me. I mean, even if you look at my Instagram now, my Instagram is just exactly what it's posted on the podcast. Mm. And it's just that. Because it's not my thing. I don't like, it's like, and I'm not saying that it's wrong for people who do that, who take pictures like you guys. But for me, it's kind of, it feels like it's like, hey, look at me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like attention seeking, which is fine for people. It's just not me. Mm. Like me, it's more so like I'd love to help people. And I know you guys would too. But like that's where I would rather be making my money rather than have to be making it because I have some level of fame.
Mm-hmm.
Like now it's kind of like the best of both worlds because like I'm here hanging out with my friends. I'm not being chased down by any paparazzi, this, that, and a third. So, like, I'm literally just living my life. People are enjoying the content that I'm making, and I'm just having daily conversations with my boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Pretty much.
So your answer would be being not famous.
Yeah, not famous.
Not famous, but rich.
Yeah, same thing for you.
Yeah.
You not? You'd be famous?
I think I'd be famous.
Yeah?
Keep up. I think I would want to be famous. Yeah. I like to take pictures. That's it.
What would you think as being like more rich and famous, you would less like you wouldn't take that many pictures in my opinion.
If I'm famous?
Yeah, because if you think about the big ones, they now the pictures that they post on Instagram most of the time is the paparazzi that took it.
Oh, and no, 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 not my Instagram, with people. I like to talk to people.
Oh,
like,
okay, that way.
Yeah. Give me 1 second. What did you say? The who takes pictures?
The paparazzi?
Okay.
I didn't say that? I said what, paparazzi?
I don't know.
Whatever. Not in Hawaii, bro.
Yeah, okay. The hair is different.
The what?
The hair.
Fuck.
The hair. It's hair.
The hair is different.
I mean, it actually is. Because now you can breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. I keep going. So, yeah.
No, famous. Yeah. I think I'd be famous. I think it's a vibe. It's funny. When people just look at you and they're like, oh, I know you. And they're like, yeah.
You know, actually, fun fact. And I know people might think it's pretentious. People are going to be like, yo, relax. Come back to Earth and whatever. But I'm going to be dead ass for the...
I'm thirsty.
For the few people that I've had conversations with, my newest ick is people are no longer even asking me questions about myself anymore because they're only assuming of what they see from the podcast.
I get it.
Yeah. Like,
oh my God, yeah.
I'm going to be dead ass. Like, to like, just on a talking basis, just talking to girls, I will ask them questions. Mm-hmm. And I will never get like a what about you? Am I bothering you?
Yeah.
No. I'm checking a DM that I had something
about
sent.
That.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But like, I'll very rarely will they say like what about you? And I'm kind of waiting for that question because they automatically assume. And sometimes in the midst of having a conversation, they're gonna be like, oh yeah, but you're like this though. Mm. And I'm like where does this information even come from? You know, all because you said it in one of these videos. And I'm like, bro, I'm like just get to know me for me, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Don't, like, it's just weird.
It's not because I talk, and the podcast shouldn't be, like, that's the whole of me. How do I say that?
Yeah, yeah, fuck? That's fine.
The podcast doesn't define me as much as if you actually talk to me.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, there's a lot, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of me that's put down on the podcast, but like at least like try to get to know me still, or at least like you could ask me more about what I meant when I said a certain thing on the podcast.
Example.
You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because like now my whole life's out there, people know like my race, my age, where I'm from, et cetera, et cetera. But it's like, it would still be nice for you to ask me those things. You know what I mean?
I mean, there's that, or actually, yeah, except for when you fake that you don't know us.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah, you had an experience of someone that acting like they don't know you, and then at the end saying that they know you.
Oh, I knew you.
Yeah, no, don't act like you don't know me. Yeah. Don't act like you don't know where I'm from, but like be courteous enough to still ask me like what about you, you know, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. No, it's insane. I was talking to this girl from the States, and I don't know, anyways, and then I said, what?
I was looking for your brain. It went somewhere.
What happened?
What?
Why did you side-eye me? That was so free.
You?
He side-eyed you because he didn't want to give away...
like the state.
Oh, okay. Go for
That's why I said the state.
So also, FYI, it's 3 o'clock and the moon is out.
Oh, what the fuck? All right,
wow, actually, it's beautiful. And I was saying that I was a lover boy at heart. And then she's like, really? Surprise, surprise. And I'm like, okay, it's a plus one for me. And then she's like, you'll get that, but I'm already in negative. And I'm like, huh? Why? And then she's like, because of your, I seen your little podcast.
Yo, bro, I promise you the same thing. I was talking to a girl and the girl says like, oh, but anyways, like it would never work out between me and you. I'm like, why? She's like, oh, because your type is blondies, short blondes. I'm like, I respond back. I'm like, no, my type is anything beautiful. Like it's not like you could be... you could be anything, and like I'll still give you a chance. I'll still date you. I'll still wife you up.
Yeah. It was just funny when I saw that. I was like, how am I in the negative?
But anyways, as of late, my type has changed.
Do you want to update us? Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
What's your type, Sergio?
I'm into the dark features now. I don't know why. And like my Instagram agrees with me.
Your search page?
Yeah.
Mm.
What are we about to watch now?
Nothing. It's all, well, there was a blonde one, but it's all brunettes.
Wow.
So brunettes.
Wow.
I don't know what it is.
Guys, Sergio's new type?
Brunettes.
Brunettes and dark brunettes. Features.
Don't get me wrong. I'll always have a soft spot for blondies.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, brunettes are...
A little something. They're doing a little something to you.
Huh?
They're doing a little something to you.
I wish.
How another question for y'all. It's in the topic. Would you rather now date, because obviously we're on the social media scene and everything, right? Would you rather date someone that is also on the social media scene or someone that has no social media and context? It's about understanding and not understanding the work that you do, right? So like someone that's on social media will understand the things that you have to do for social media, regardless of someone that isn't. But also, there's also a toxic side with social media. So that person that has no social media can not have that toxic side, which you would you like? You know, the fact that it's kind of different, the fact that you go talk to this person, and since she's not in social media, it's like different for you. So it's perfect. You're not talking word 24/7, right?
Mm.
Very good question. It's a very compact question. I think if you're dealing with a girl that's very like strong-minded and is very confident in herself, will understand,
mm-hmm.
regardless of in what field she's personally in. I think if somebody is in social media, has a better understanding of what you have to go through. But I think any girl who's confident enough within herself and can hold her own is smart enough to just be like, I'm going to let my man do what he needs to do,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what job he's in. Because it's very rare that both people... that are in a relationship are going to be in the same jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, someone could be a surgeon and then someone else could be like a yoga teacher. It's completely different, you know, polar opposites. But just as people, if you guys are both smart enough to realize like the work that needs to be put in and the amount of dedication, et cetera, et cetera, then I think so long as you guys are able to, yo.
Ooh.
What the? Hello.
That's a big one.
I feel like if you guys are able to communicate that, then you guys are going to be blessed. Don't look at me like that, bro, because I swear to God, I will cook you tonight.
Same.
Hey, yo.
That boy's
wrong. What's up?
Do we catch it? What are you looking
at? Are we bothering you? I know it's your land, but respectfully, bro.
Do we owe you rent? Look at that neck.
Why is his neck moving like that?
That's a weird ass bird.
Hey, yo. Right. Okay. Fuck you, bro. We just got stepped. He's like, yo, did y'all check in?
Like, that's my line. I just wanted to let you know. And he goes on the other line. That's crazy.
But yeah, I think if she's strong-minded, then it should be fine.
Because in my opinion, I've obviously dating and spoke to a girl with no social media and a girl with social media. And the difference is, like, some girls will understand and some girl will not understand, regardless of how you explain it when it comes to social media. An example, not dating, obviously, just if I think people close to me as my family, my sister, my mom, my dad, whatever, and they have like more 9-to-5 jobs, they don't understand. For them is like not a job.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just there filming myself, just taking selfies. It picks up pretty good. So yeah, that's pretty much it. So sometimes I was like, you're trying to explain all that and then they just don't understand. And then when it's someone that is on, what's funny? She bad?
I don't know, but there's 3 or 4 of them.
She got it. Yeah. Sorry.
Wait, how can you see?
I didn't see.
I'm asking if she.
We're saying she's pretty. We're talking about yacht.
I mean, yacht means you're beautiful.
No.
Yes. It has a different meaning depending on where you are.
Right. Stay focused, boys. Work. Stay focused. I was saying.
Where are they going?
So there's a brunette. There's two brunettes.
Two brunettes, two blondes.
Two blondes.
All right, well, let's wrap this up.
Okay, stay focused, boys. I know
it's a MILF. Where are they going?
Okay,
hello.
Yo.
Good, you?
Quick. Tips and tricks for the camera. What would you do now seeing those girls? What would you do to talk to them?
To raise them up?
Yes.
Aloha.
Carl, this entire trip has been saying aloha to everybody and everybody has been responding back hi. Yeah. I was like aloha, everybody was like, yo
hi,
chill out.
We saw like 3-4 people and I was like aloha and like hi and I was like fuck, okay, I'm trying to blend in here.
You're black
as fuck.
You're literally the first exactly black person on the whole island.
I'm like, first off, you're black. Second of all, you have like no Hawaiian tattoos whatsoever.
Yes,
that too, but that's why I'm trying to blend in.
You're the only black man on
the only thing you island. Blend in with is this table, bro. Whoa.
Okay, what? You, what would you do? What would you do?
To the girls?
Yeah.
To raise them up?
Yeah.
I would tell them I know how to surf.
Yo, I already asked you the question. It's his turn.
Yeah.
I would say,
you want Popeyes?
Fuck, I don't know.
What the fuck, you black
I'd be,
ass?
I'd be like, excuse me. I'm new to the area, but I was just wondering. Would you consider being my girlfriend in the future?
Yes.
Ooh.
Huh?
You said wow. Yes.
Wow, that's bold. That's direct.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then she's like, I don't know. I'll be like, okay, let's take some steps back.
Wow. Don't
show it to the camera.
No.
You can ask me.
Ask what?
You're about to do a role play?
Yeah.
No. I want you.
What would you do?
Just wanted that because I didn't want to say it. And you said, who asked?
What would you do? You wouldn't do shit.
I would do something.
You would just walk.
Fair. I would probably just walk in front of them. Walk faster in front of them.
This is what he would do. Like, hold my mic. He would just do this. He would like run like a little light jog. He'd be like, excuse me. I don't want to bother y'all.
Yeah,
right?
Gestures.
The hands like
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
I don't want to bother y'all, but do you guys have any idea like a cool beach or like a cool spot to go eat tacos or something? And they're like, yeah, there's a spot like down here called Tight Tacos. And he's like, oh, okay. I'm kind of alone right now. Do you guys want to like show me where the spot is?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say the alone part. I would just say.
You probably just talked to one and be like, you want
to. No, you would have been like, I'm with my boys. You guys want to come with us to go eat tacos? Yeah. Wow.
Or,
and as soon as they come, I'd be like, aloha.
I have a cheesy one too.
That I would
E3.
No, I have another one. I just go up there and be like, where'd you get that? And she'd be like, my fault. I'll do that again. Where'd you get that? And then she'd be like, what are you talking about? The smile of yours. And then she'd smile.
Imagine she says, nah.
What do you mean, nah?
She's just like, nah.
What do you mean, nah?
Okay, say it to me.
What if she would have given you an answer, though?
Say it to me.
If I say, where'd you get it?
What?
Your smile.
Nah.
Nah, what, nigga?
Like, nah, it didn't work. Like, nah.
No one would say that. They'll be like, ah. Ah. That's on camera.
Yeah. No, it's easy, bro. Just got to riz them up. We get an eye contact.
Actually, I'm going to be real, though. All three of us are liars. All three of us would not go Riz, will not do anything.
I wouldn't.
Exactly. So we're all three of us as liars.
But if I had to.
That's how it goes.
If
down.
I had to, that's how I would.
Okay, maybe in a different country, that's different. In a different country,
it depends on what mood I'm in. If I'm feeling like notorious, like I want to do some, like, if I feel like I'm having like some big dick energy, then I'll do it.
Or if you're feeling just horny.
Nah.
You shut the fuck up. Maybe him, you shut up.
Huh? Nah. Nah. It's a different mentality.
Carl horny and Carl not horny is two different people.
Carl horny in a different country is next level.
He'd say someone is super fine as fuck passing by. If he's not horny, he's not even checking. Even if I tell him, like, yo, this girl's kind of nice. Like, shpuzzy.
I mean, yeah.
And then say to Sergio. Sergio would be like,
shpuzzy. Yo, we don't have the same type at all.
You and
I? With Michu.
None of us.
He said we don't have the same type. I said, with Michu specifically.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not with Michu. Shout out Michu.
I know. We kind of do, though. No.
You
okay,
I
no, wait. We can
you
all...
guys will say gyat at something sometimes, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
Are you talking about Michu?
I'm talking about Carl as well. Carl,
I'm a good judge. It's not me.
Yeah, but me and you, we don't have, like, the same type. Well, we do. Hold on.
I'm not tripping, right?
Yeah. Perspective.
Like, I do so.
If we're talking about like a one night stand thing, we don't have the same type. Because me, like, I still soul search for the same body type in one night stands than I do in my wife.
Okay.
Like, I like a girl that's a little bit more thicker. Mm-hmm. And, like, I would want that in a hookup as much as I would want that as my girlfriend.
Okay.
Matt. Yo, I was going to say something fucked up. I was going to say, yo, Matt is going to... Matt's going to take whatever's in front of him.
What the fuck?
No, that's not what I mean. But, like, you have a tendency of going for more, like petite.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You know, for hookups, for,
exactly.
At least. But
yeah.
I know for your wifey, you have the same preference as I do.
Yeah.
Like, you
girls.
Like them more thicker.
Tall, like 5'6", 5'7".
It's considered
thicker
tall
size.
For a girl.
Huh?
It's considered tall for...
Okay, pussy.
It is tall for a girl, 5'7".
Pussy.
I had a hiccup.
You just choked.
I had hookups.
Definitely, yeah, fun...
don't even pay attention to what he just said.
Fun size, snack size.
Yeah.
Yeah, like petite for sure. Oof. But I think it comes with also the attitude, because usually when they're small, they have so much attitude, from my experience. So I can't wife them up.
Because, like, everything is, like, condensed.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, the attitude and, like the atmospheric pressure.
You know one thing I said to a girl? I said, how much in that tiny body you have that much attitude?
How can you have that much attitude in that tiny body?
Yeah.
It's compensation for lack of height. It's the same thing for guys, too. Short guys, it's the same thing.
Fair enough.
They do have a lot of attitude.
They have a lot of attitude, and, like, they don't they give, like, small dick short king energy.
That's weird, because they're supposed to be down to earth. Wow. No. I meant, like, no. Okay. I didn't mean like that.
Yo.
Anyways.
Yeah.
But,
I'm looking at a tree.
Literally.
Two trees.
I'm about to break my neck.
All right.
See? Did you say get to that?
No. I didn't. So, question for y'all. Question for y'all. So, I know we've spoken about the topic once before, But obviously, we've grown within the last year, so our perspectives might have changed. I think mine have. When going on a date, what are things that girls should avoid bringing up or should avoid saying on a date? And I'll give some context. Like, we spoke about the whole, like, girls talking about when they travel a lot and whatnot. I'm going to explain how the male mind works. I'm not saying this is the right way of how it works, but this is just how it works. When a girl talks about all the traveling she's done to a guy, especially when he's first getting to know her, he's immediately going to think that she got dicked down on these trips, that she was flown out. It was paid by a guy, sugar daddy this, that. All the worst things that you could think of is what's going to go through a guy's mind. Again, I don't agree with this. I don't think it should be that way, but I myself have been a victim to that. My mind has gone through those scenarios.
Yeah.
But luckily enough, I've been in relationships with girls that have shed some light in letting me know, like, yo, this is not all that we're about. Like, there's actually girls that will go on girls trips and won't do some fuck shit and will actually just enjoy their time. Yeah, sure, they'll party, they'll go on a yacht and whatever, but doesn't mean they're fucking getting dicked down and being, like, promiscuous, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think, however, for the majority of people that are in, like, hookup culture, yeah, sure, if you're dating girls that are on dating apps and that are big on partying and stuff like that, yeah, maybe those ones that are traveling are living that kind of lifestyle. But for the good girl that you're going to meet, your wife, I promise you, if she's been traveling, she's most likely just been traveling for herself.
Fair enough. I'd say for me, one thing to not bring up during first date, that's what she's saying, the fact that you know everybody.
Fuck, broskies.
If you, like... That's a body. Yeah, that's so many bodies. You're like, I know the sponsor, I know the owner of this one, I know this and this, that, and a third, bro. I'm actually happy. If we get in a relationship, you actually know them, I'd be happy. But don't bring up it the first time. I'll be, like, so turned off. Because my mind will go with the same thing that Sergio just mentioned. I'll just be like, so you fucked all of them. There's no way you didn't fuck. Why you have all these things for plugs? Free? Yeah, like, I understand you're bad, but, like, you got this shit for free for what?
Yeah.
But, again, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be thinking this way, but my mind will do it. I wouldn't say it, though. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever.
You'd think it, though.
1,000%. I think for me, it'd be, don't talk about money. Oh, my God. Like, if you talk about, like, how much money, like, too much about money, like, how much money you make or how much money
you should be making
or how much money you're going to be making, all that stuff, I get it, like, not on the first date.
Yeah.
Maybe later on when we're together and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. But, like, on the first date, I personally don't want to hear you talk about, oh, yeah, I made, like, $25,000 last month because of, I'm like, okay.
Especially don't talk about your fucking exes.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Like, wait until, like, a couple of dates in. Like, wait for a better circumstance to be able to talk about your exes. There's a time and a place for everything. If you're talking to me about your ex, like, early on, I immediately know that you haven't done your healing process yet. Mm. Another one is about the whole, like, bouncer and club thing, though. I thought about this.
Posé en dérange.
Aloha.
Okay, it's coming straight up here. It's fine. It won't pick up. I want to do that. Sorry. I think for me, too, is... like, now it's changing because as we're, like, developing ourselves and whatnot, what used to bother me when girls would know bouncers or promoters and would have access to going to clubs and whatnot is because for a guy, it represents a status thing. To be able to pull up to a club and not have to do the line and just be able to go in because you know someone, that gives you a certain amount of status as a man. Mm-hmm. So when you go to these places and, like, you're having a hard time getting in, but, like, girls have an easy time going in, you feel like less of a man because you don't feel like you have the high enough status
to just walk in,
to know the promoters, to know the owners. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel like you're not good enough. Mm-hmm. And, like, these girls have an in while you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for a lot of guys, that makes you feel like you don't have an in.
Yeah.
At least that's how I felt at one point in time. And obviously it feels much better when you go to a spot, the owners know you, you don't do a lineup, you're a familiar face. It's an ego booster, you know?
Yeah, it just feels good. Everyone's in line and you'd be like, hey, you walk in.
I have a question for y'all that comes with what you just said, right? With the question, actually, my fault. Is there a part of you that you think that on the first date you should ask the right question so both of us don't waste our time? context, right? You said to not talk about money. Would you find it fair? You guys are both 30 plus, and then the woman doesn't want to waste her time. She wants to know if you have a career type of thing, and then she asks you how much you're making.
I mean, I think my career, whatever career she could think of how much I'm making. Let's say I say I work at the Walmart. She'd know around how much I'm making compared to I'm a surgeon. She'd probably think, you know, I don't need to say a number to it, but like just the fact that I say what I am, whatever.
But it's not accurate for every job. That's the thing.
Facts.
I know what you mean though. I think a good question to ask, like, so you don't waste time, is more so one, like, how long have you been single for?
Okay.
Like, if you tell me 4 or 5 months, I'm like, okay, I wouldn't want to date someone that's been 6 months out of a relationship.
What's your time frame? That good time frame for you?
Like pushing a year.
Yeah, me too. It'd be a year.
Like eight months. Yeah, 8 months. 8 months plus. You know, I'd consider it 8 months. I would be definitely okay with it after a year.
Yeah.
And then anything after that would be more so like along the lines of like, I mean, I've had girls ask me straight up like, what is it that you're looking for?
That too. I was gonna say.
And like, if you say hook up, they're like, I bet. Say less. Or they'll be like, I'm looking for something serious. I don't know what you're looking for, but like, I'm just letting you know. And I respect that a lot, because in all honesty, I think girls in those situations get played a lot. So I don't blame them for asking that question straight up.
Yeah. I mean, that's the type of question you ask before going on a date, I'm guessing.
Also.
You would save a lot of time.
Also.
Do you think it's fair now that we're getting older that women have a type financially?
A what?
A type financially. Do you think it's fair for them to be like, listen, like, I can do this, that, and a third with my career, with my life, whatever. And my man, I would want him to like have a certain salary.
I think it's delusional to think of an exact number. I think so long as they are secure enough financially, they have things going for themselves, like they don't have like an accrued debt, that, you know, like the credit cards aren't janked up. Like if a guy is just good financially, I think that's all that should matter. But like to start talking about like 100K, this, that, and a third, you're talking at like less than 2% of people.
Yeah. Okay, in that way, I get what you mean. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like if you come up to me like, yeah, my man should be making at least 100K, I'm like that's one of the things I like, agree on. There was this guy that actually did, I don't know exactly how he did it or what like logiciel he used, but is that a Ferrari? No, it's not. No. But he basically said, he was asking a girl like all the criteria that she wanted in a man, right? And she was saying 6 foot, dark features, beard, X amount of money, X, Y, Z. And that represented 0.01% of men in America.
Wow.
So just to give you an idea, and she wasn't asking for much. It was like, she was specific on height, this, that, and a third. She was asking for like $100,000 or $150,000 a year, and that's it. 0.01%. of men in America had those criteria.
That's crazy.
More than 6 feet, single, no children, there's not a third.
The whole thing, you know what I mean? So like the thing is that, you know, the 1% in America is somebody that makes $400,000 and more. $400,000 plus. Like, wow. That is a crazy amount. So all these girls like saying that like they think that they deserve to be like with a 1% man, this, that, and a third, like from 400,000 to the next guy, like it's a huge gap. You know, it's like 150,000 at least. Like I'd say like that's within like the ballpark, you know, like it gets less and less as you go up the scale, you know. So 400,000, and not only that, but on a world scale, I think the average salary is $38,000.
Yeah,
on a global scale. Global. So damn. A guy that's making $50,000 is making more than the worldly average.
I find it interesting of it might be a hard topic, so we'll see. Help me with it. I've met girls that make a lot of money, and all those girls, when I ask them what they're looking for, like I'm talking girls that make good money, all those girls say the same thing when they're single. They say they're only looking for a man that they're gonna treat them good, and they're never talking about salary. But any girl that is not making that type of money wants a man that makes that type of money. And I find it always interesting.
Well, no,
go for it.
But I feel like if they have that much money, they don't need a man that also has that much money in a way. They just want someone that's going to treat them right, as you said, because they don't need another guy to just buy them stuff because they already can buy it themselves.
But I think I agree to a certain extent as to why they say that. I think girls just don't realize that what they also mean behind what they say is that they want someone that has to also be able to match their lifestyle. You know what I mean? So I think that does, but I don't think they're expecting somebody that makes like double, triple the amount of money that they make. You know what I mean?
I just always found it like interesting because I was expecting them to say like, oh yeah, I want a man that's making way more. Like, context, I was talking to this doctor, and then she's making 400, 500 easy. And she's like, I have a stay-at-home dad. I just want him to treat me good. And I was like, sorry, what would you say? Hmm. And she's like, yeah, like, I don't care about all this money thing because my salary is able for both of us. And then I think there's more than just you affording my lifestyle, whatever this, that, and the third, if I can pay for both of us. And then you treat me good, you're loyal, you're taking care of the kids, whatever. I think all the rest doesn't matter. And I think, and she was saying, like, social media is really a thing that gets into people's mind thinking that they want, like, a certain type of man, which comes back to the subject. I've seen this podcast of a girl saying, like, you want a man that's making 500K, a million, two, three, four, 5 million, but you're not ready for all the responsibility that guy's going to have and the reality that's going to hit you. So she was saying, like, I wanted a man like that. I got a man like that. And then the man was, like, not purposely, but not giving me any kind of attention because he was always busy with work. Yeah. He's always on his phone. They went on crazy trips on Turks and Caicos and this, that, and the third. And she was, like, literally saying, yeah, I'm in Turks and Caicos for free, but he's on his phone maybe like half of the day.
Because he's working.
So yeah, I'm able to go wherever I want. I can have whatever I want. But she was basically saying, like, it gets tiring, but it gets like, I don't want that. I want to be your woman.
No. I saw a video that they kind of put it like into like a skit where basically it was a guy and a girl in a Rolls Royce. They were married. And the guy was on his phone, right? And the wife turns to him and she says, I wish you were giving me more attention. And the guy says, okay, no problem. As soon as he puts the phone down, it transitions to them being in a broken down, beat up car, not wearing the same thing, no longer in the Rolls Royce, right? Basically saying, like, if he's not putting in the work, they're going to end up being broke.
Yeah, you won't have the same lifestyle.
You won't have the same lifestyle, right? And then the minute he takes back up the phone, then he's back at the Rolls Royce, right? And that's the thing. It's like, yo, you got to know what field you're in. I don't think, going back to what we spoke about before, I think there's a lot of girls that think they'd be able to abide by that certain lifestyle.
And to handle that.
But won't. Like, it's not... Bro,
it's a different ballpark.
Yeah, if I myself am having like a hard time to like even know what I'm doing next week, mm-hmm. like I don't even see myself being able to plan my life around someone else right now, at least. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, as of right now, it's between one or the other.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what? I think I'm ready to be in a relationship.
Huh?
But yeah. If you guys enjoyed that episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
And subscribe to our new YouTube channel.
B3.
Now it's you. Oh, yeah, baby.
I zoned out. Yep, I don't know why.
I know you
did. You were just here.
You know what?
0.5
I understand, Matt. I understand.
Shut the fuck up. So but one thing before we do sign off, a moment of gratitude. Yes, obviously, we are here in Hawaii, but the main reason why we're here in Hawaii is because of you guys. Mm-hmm. You guys have helped us with your constant support, liking the videos, commenting, sending us DMs. Everything that you guys do has allowed us to be able to be here in Hawaii and to continue making content for you guys. Like it's not that we owe you this, but it makes us that much more motivated to want to make content for you guys. Because we constantly stay motivated by being able to travel and still do what we love to do, which is entertain you guys and hang out with one another. So, thank you guys
for real. Much Hi fucking from Hawaii. Love.
Aloha.
Aloha.
That's my line, guys. Come on now. That's the only line I have. What the fuck?
You have plenty.
Aloha.
It's been your boy, Sergio's Talks.
It's your boy, Matt.
It's your boy, Carl.
And we'll see you guys next weekend. Stay blessed.
Bye from Hawaii. Dando vueltas por la city con mi canción en la bocina que me quiere ver y está loca por tenerme. Dice que quiere más.